Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
Hey, welcome to episode 47. Just so glad that you're here. So our guest for this episode is Mandisa, and I'm so excited to share this episode with you. And I know I say that all the time, and it's true every time because I'm so excited to share every single podcast episode with you guys here. But I'd just like to take a quick second and tell you why I'm so excited for this episode. So my daughter, she gets to go along with me to concerts back when we had them, I should say. And she's kind of my concert buddy. So she's been behind the scenes of a few of the podcast episodes that we've had previous. And I just love taking my family along for the ride, and especially love bringing her to concerts and some of these podcast conversations, because I really want her to see the people behind the artists, you know, behind the music, and just see artists as people and just see that their music comes from what they've experienced and how God has been good to them, and that these songs show how God has revealed himself to be good to the artist, to these people that then become artists that then becomes music. So I love being able to show her that side of it. So over the past, I want to say month, I'd been asking her, who should we have on the podcast? Just getting her back involved. And every single time, without fail, it was Mandisa. No second thoughts, no nothing. It was Mandisa, 100%. So with that in mind, I had my daughter in the background for this conversation with Mandisa because, I mean, I had to. She said that I should have Mandisa on the podcast. And so since we're having Mandisa on the podcast, it was just a requirement that I had to bring her along. But in this episode, we really get to see Mandisa's heart for young women and just encouraging them to be women, to be girls of God. And I had planned on talking a bit about Girls Night Out and how she does that, but the way this happened just shows it so much better than I could have ever done it on my own. So my daughter finally gets to be a part of a podcast, and we really get to see who Mandisa is and just the love that she has, or the passion that she has for this encouragement, and just how much of a prayer warrior she is. There's multiple times where we stopped through our conversation and just prayed, which just really, it really brings out who Mandisa is as a person behind her music and behind her being an artist. So that's why I'm really excited to share this episode with you. With the flow of this particular conversation, I'm going to do things a little bit differently than I've done practically any other episode. I'm going to pop in here and there just to transition between different parts of the conversation or to add a story here and there. So to start off with, what we're going to hear first is there's a couple issues with audio and Zoom latency and just a couple of weird things like that. And once we got all that settled, I changed devices. And with the new device, I changed to my laptop wider camera. My daughter, who was sitting in the background, kind of off to the side, just watching from afar, suddenly came into the view. And this is what happened when we got everything settled and she came into view.
Who's that sweet girl next to you?
This is my little girl, Cassidy.
Hi, Cassidy.
She's been a roadie with me a bit on some of the episodes I've done, and yeah. We were kind of concert buddies, and I asked her, who should I have on the podcast next, and who'd you say?
Mandisa.
Aw, look, and a little child will lead them. That's what the word says. Yes. Thank you, Cassidy. I'm honored.
So she had no idea we were doing this. This is literally a surprise up until just a few minutes ago.
That's amazing. I love that. And how old will you be?
10.
That's awesome. Well, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, thank you for Sweet Cassidy. I saw her sweet little face over there, and I feel like you directed my attention to her. And when I found out that her birthday was, I feel like what you're saying is that you are going to give Cassidy a sweet, sweet vision that she's a, like all of the things when she plays with her dolls and when she watches her favorite television shows and when she pretends to be a princess. When she plays dress up, the Lord, you're going to help her to remember these things that she loves as a child. And that in the year, I don't know. I think that you just want to play. That's what I feel God saying, is that he wants to play with you. He wants to have tea with you, Cassidy. He wants you to have a little tea party where you dress up as your, you know, your little princess self, and then your daddy is going to be sitting there, and then he wants you to have a little seat for Jesus, and then he wants you to have a tea party, and he wants you to know that he loves it. He loves it when he comes to your tea parties, that he loves being with you, and he loves your tea, that you make really, really good tea. And I just thank you, Father, for the sweet life that you have and how you're going to use Cassidy for such a time as this, that you're going to use her and little girls are just going to be want to be around her, that she's got an Esther spirit, that she's beautiful, and that she's going to be really gifted in like cosmetology, that she's going to do hair and makeup, and she's got a gift of seeing people not as they see themselves, but as you see them. And there's something she's gifted with, hair and makeup and nails and tea parties, that little girls are going to want to come to her house to have a tea party. And when they leave, they're going to feel like they had just met with Jesus because they had tea with Cassidy and Jesus and her daddy. And so I thank you, Father, for how you're going to use Cassidy to help little girls know that they are dearly loved daughters of the King and princesses of our Lord God, who is on his throne. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Can you tell Mandisa what one of your favorite memories from the cruise was?
Your concert.
Really? Wait, which cruise was it? Was it the K-Love cruise or was it the Music Boat cruise?
Jesus Freak cruise.
Oh, that's right. That was actually the last cruise I did. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Wasn't that cruise so fun? I loved it.
Yeah.
What did we do on the first day? Do you remember? When we did the drill? Who'd you get a picture with?
Did we get a picture together?
You don't remember that? She loved it, and now she can't remember it.
She's a little bit starstruck, but it's okay. She's going to understand that I'm just like her. I'm just a little girl who likes to play with her daddy, so... We're going to become good friends, Cassidy. I think you and I are going to be good friends.
So, yeah, you were admittedly probably trying to get out of there so you could actually get back to your cabin. And my wife was like, let's just see if we can get a picture real quick. And I'm like, Jess, come on.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot because I'm old. I have a bad memory. But I do remember that drill. And I always feel a little funny because, I don't know, I don't want people to think more highly of me than I am. Honestly, I'm really not all that. Like, I'm just kind of a normal chick. It's just that he's given me this gift. And so because this gift puts me on a stage, people have a tendency to think that people on a stage are higher. And I think Cassidy, I don't know. I think there is something about Isaiah 6. I see Isaiah 6, and I just feel like God, he wants you to know, I don't know what it is. Jake, I'm just going to ask you to read. Here's what it is. Cassidy, you and I, we should get together and we should write a book together. That's what it is. Do you write or do you draw?
Yeah, I draw.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think that I'm going to write a children's book and you're going to do the drawings for the children's book. And I think that it should be Esther. I think it's going to be a series. I think you're going to do Esther. I think we're going to do Esther first. And then I think we're going to do Isaiah 6, which is the year that King Uzziah died, where Isaiah saw God seated on the throne. I think we're going to do a little children's book and that you're going to draw the pictures and I'm going to write the words. That's why I said I feel like we're going to be friends. I think that's what it is. But I also think that we're going to do tea parties together. Like, I'm going to dress as a princess. I would like to be Princess Tiana. No, no, no. I want to be Ariel. What princess do you want to be?
Rapunzel.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So we're going to do a book where I'm Ariel and you're Rapunzel. And do you like that? Is it Tangled? Do you like that cartoon Tangled?
I haven't actually seen that yet.
You haven't seen Tangled?
The cartoon.
The movie.
Yeah, you've seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I thought, yeah.
Oh!
I'm not that bad of a parent. Please don't think that.
There's a new cartoon that came out, and I thought you were talking about that, not the movie.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go see that. So here's your assignment. Have you seen The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then never mind. You don't have an assignment. I have an assignment. Okay. I need to see the Tangled cartoon. So sweet. Oh, y'all. That's so cute. I had to take a screenshot. I love it. It's something about a father and a daughter. I love that.
I will admit I'm a total sap for other guys when they announce that they have little girls coming, just because just being a daddy of a little girl like this has just been so precious to me that
I love that.
I'm the sappy guy like that.
That's precious. Yeah. Do you know Danny Gokey?
I've met him once or twice.
Yeah. We were on tour. It was called Rise Out of the Dark tour, because his album was Rise and my album was Out of the Dark. And we called it the Mango tour for short, because Mandisa and Go from Gokey. And so our symbol was like the mango. So we called each other the Mango Tour. But on that tour, there was a moment where his daughter was sitting in his lap. And I took a picture of it because there's something about the visual of a father sitting in the lap, or a father sitting in the lap of a daughter.
Only when I'm trying to squishy, right?
It's something about the visual of a daughter sitting in the lap of a father that just really is special to me, because I feel like my heavenly father is saying that he wants me to be like a little girl just sitting in his lap. And so it's a special thing for me to see this.
Yeah. Cassidy loves it. I now have two girls, the baby 7 months old, a little bit more ruckus.
Your wife is a superstar.
Oh, that's for sure. I never doubt that.
Yeah.
And we'll see what this next one is coming up, huh?
Oh, wait, what?
There's another one on the way, too, so.
When is she due?
When is she due?
My birthday.
Get out! Wait a minute. She's due January 2021? Do you think that she's going to... Cassidy, how would you feel about your little sister coming on the same birthday as you? Oh, wait. We don't know that it's a little sister, do we?
Well, I'm hoping for a boy, but I'm pretty much resigned to the fact that it's going to be a girl.
I think you should resign to that fact, Jake.
If history repeats itself, that's pretty much where we're at.
But there's also something really special. Have you followed the hashtag GirlDad?
No, I haven't.
You should look that, like, on Instagram and Twitter. There's something really, really sweet about a girl dad. Like, y'all, I feel like God calls really special men to be in a house full of women. And you could have a boy. I don't know. But I just think there's really something sweet about a girl dad. And you're one of those. So, Cassidy, how would you feel about your new sibling? Would you not want to share your birthday? Or would you – how do you feel about that?
I would love to share my birthday.
You would? Okay. Well, then I will pray. How about you pray right now for your little sister? Let's just say little sister. No, okay. Let's say, I don't know. You say whatever you want to. Pray that your little sibling will be born on your birthday.
Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. And thank you for this wonderful blessing that I get another sibling. And I hope it's a girl, and I hope that it's on my birthday. And please let it be my birthday and in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. I need to make a mental note to check in on you on January 1st, 2021. Or maybe I'll do 22 to give you a little time. That's awesome.
So that was the point where Cassidy left the room and we got into more podcast mode. And we started talking more down the lines of her YouTube series, What If I Were Real? So let's head on over that way. It was actually kind of funny. Yesterday was our 15th anniversary, and here we are. We're watching a video series on What If We Were Real?
Oh!
About the singleness, all that. And it's, I found it kind of ironic, just the timing of all that.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say, I love this latest episode about surrounding yourself with, because that, before I even saw that yesterday, one of the things that I was going to say is just, I've been able to meet some of your crew, some of your...
My people.
The band. That's what I'm looking for. It's been so long since we've done live music that I don't remember at this point. But, you know, like Blaine, who's your bassist.
He's Brandon. Also my creative director. He's the one that is in charge of What If We Were Real. Like, he's the one that makes it look the way that it looks.
That's so cool. And I've actually got the chance to talk with him at the We Love Awards not long ago as well.
That
was a long time ago now.
But yeah.
Back in February. And, you know, Mariah and Brittany, your dancers. So I've just gotten to meet some of your crew, and it's just, I've really enjoyed the time that I've got to spend with them, and they've just been a blast to hang out with. And so since I'm popping in here and there, I would be mad at myself if I didn't fix a mistake that I just made in recording this conversation here. A couple people I forgot to mention, Andrew, who is her backup vocalist, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, and Brandon, who is her guitar player. I got the chance to spend the day basically backstage with Brandon at a festival that we'll talk about here in just a little bit. And when Mandisa talks about surrounding herself with people that just make her better and uplift and all that, just spending time with and meeting her crew, I mean, she walks that walk along with giving that advice. So with that said, let's keep going. Man, you brought me back with Friend of God, singing Friend of God.
Thank you. Did you know that one? Now, here's the real thing. Did you know the first song that Friends, how many of us have to, you didn't know that one, huh?
No, not that one. But
what about the, why can't we be friends?
Yep, that one I definitely knew.
Got it.
So, you've met the worship pastor that I was talking about, or that I did that along with in Casper, Wyoming, Kendall Terry.
I love Casper. Yes. Now, I was in Casper twice. You're talking about the more recent one that was a few years ago?
It was actually before that. It was the first time that you were at the church.
So that would have been like 2002 or three. Oh, that one. Yeah, I've been there three times.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. So he was a huge Israel Houghton fan. Like, don't touch Israel. Like, I was playing one time and just changed it up a little bit. And he just got the look on his face like, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so he was a huge Israel fan. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely knew a Friend of God from that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was about Casper, I should say, was that was the first time that I'd seen you do Bleed the Same, which I'm a huge fan of that song, especially with everything that's going on right now. I've loved it from the start, you know, and with what's going on. And one of the things that I found is awesome when you have like Austin come on or Danny Gokey at Winter Jam was just the different flair and just the different perspective that that song has
in
talking about that. And although I think I'm a really bad luck charm when you do it with Austin, because both times that you've done it have been lightning storms and wind storms. And
oh, Austin is literally one of my favorite people to ever do it. So the weather actually to me shows the glory of God.
Yeah.
That man, Austin can sing his face off, and he,
yes, he can.
Is also just the sweetest, kindest, and he's so anointed and so gifted. So every time he does it, I absolutely love it. He's done it twice now, and he's just brilliant.
Yep. Which actually now I feel a little bit honored since he's done it twice. I've been there for both times. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait, so Casper, and then when did we do it the second time?
Texas remember. Motor Speedway at...
That's right.
Celebrate Freedom.
That's right. Okay, so no, we've done it three times together then. I can't remember when the third one is, but I'll think of it later.
I know. You'll think about it about 2 a.m. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Wait, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's how I usually do it. So I was actually the one that filmed it the first time when you did it in Casper.
Oh, and so did I put that up on YouTube.
Yep.
That was your video?
Well, I took it with his phone. He's like, hey, check this. So, who's going to do this?
Wondering.
Who's
going to... I was wondering who sent me that. Yeah, he sent it to me. That's awesome.
Yep. So like I said, both at least those two times that you've done it, there was a huge windstorm in Casper. We had to pause everything and then celebrate freedom. It was a nice little thunderstorm. And I think I'm the bad luck charm in that one.
But no, listen, Jake, that's not bad luck. Like, I want you to know, in Casper, I had never felt the presence of God more in a concert. Well, there's been some moments, but that was one of those moments where I felt the presence of God so much. And we had a set list, but we kind of went off on the set list. Like, I just felt like God kept showing me, do this, do that. And so the storm, like, didn't we start singing, "Let it rain"? Didn't we sing that?
It's been 3 or 4 years, so I'll believe you if you say that. I think
we did. Well, we either did that then or we did it in Texas.
So I want to talk about this for just a quick second here. I probably should have said this earlier, but I was a stagehand for this particular festival in Casper. And not long before all of this, it was raining cats and dogs. The wind was whipping. We had to go in full damage control mode to make sure none of the equipment got damaged. And after that passed, we're all squeegeeing down the stage, you know, making sure that there was no slip hazards, anything like that. But being side stage and helping Austin take video of this, because he was so excited, y'all. He was so excited to be able to do this with Mandisa. So I had an idea of what was going on with the set list, and Austin did Bleed the Same, and I believe it was the worship set after that. And what Mandisa was talking about, the Spirit of God just came down on that. They were doing a worship set, and Andrew, who I was talking about earlier, was just a wreck. It just hit him all in the moment. Brittany, it hit her in the moment. You know, Mandisa, the whole atmosphere was just filled with God's presence and just emotion. It just overtook that whole portion of the set. It was all improv worship, just what was coming out from that posture of worship. It wasn't one particular song start to finish or a medley or anything. It was just truly what was coming out of the heart. And it was just such an incredible experience to be there as this moment of worship was unfolding. And I had to come in and tell this part of the story, because what Mandisa was talking about right there, we didn't have the time to really do it much justice. And like I said, I just have no words for that moment of worship there at that festival. So anyway, here we go back towards storms and cooling it down.
But what I remember about Texas, was it Texas or Arizona?
It was Texas.
Okay. I just remember it was so hot. And I was like, yes. Lord, I'm going to go out there and melt. And then that storm came through and it cooled everything down. Do you remember that?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a blessing of the Lord to me. So don't apologize. I should be thanking you, because there's something about the natural elements. And right now, I'm just going to let you see out my window. So I'm looking up at the clouds and I'm thinking about, oh, what's that song? Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, as the trumpet sounds. So lift your voice.
Days of Elijah.
It's a year or two. Wow. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
So first of all, sorry about that. Apparently, one of my strong suits is not being in tune when trying to search for a song and remember old lyrics. Second off, that's not how I pictured my first duet with Mandisa going. And if we're honest, probably the last duet ever with Mandisa. So one and done, one hit wonder right there. But I left that in just because, you know, Mandisa singing and it being part of the story here. So anyway, on to Days of Elijah.
So God has been speaking to me a lot about the Elijah spirit, because I think I have the Elijah spirit. Like I obey God. And when I do, I see him doing such powerful, mighty things through me. I just wrote a letter to Christian Radio asking them to play more artists of color. And I was really scared, but the result of what has happened since then has been really, really beautiful. And all day today, I've been talking to radio stations about it, and God keeps giving me different words about the people I'm talking to. And I think that's what happened with Sweet Cassidy. It's happened literally every single call today. And that's what Elijah did. He called down fire from heaven and he defeated the prophets of Baal, and God used him. And look, people came to know God. They started following God because of this mighty work that Elijah did. And then in the next chapter, Elijah sat by a tree and asked him and asked God to kill him. Like, there's something about prophets, people who have a prophetic gift. We're insecure. Like, we do these things that God is telling us to do. And we speak what God is telling us to speak, and God does mighty things. And then we start questioning whether or not we should have said that or should have done that. And, oh no, that was awkward and I'm weird and I'm, And I think that's what Elijah battled with. I think he battled with depression. And I think that that is something that's common among people who have a prophetic gift. And do you have a prophetic gift, Jake?
I really don't think so. Although when Cassidy was born, it was the middle of the night. She was probably 4 or 5 months along. And I just sat up in the middle of the night and said, "We're having a girl." My wife wakes up like, "What? What are you doing? Why'd you wake me up?" But like, I could see her clear as day that I was walking with my daughter. And it was just kind of the weirdest thing to me. But past that, that's probably my only real prophetic moment that I can speak of.
And when we were talking earlier about what we're going to have, or what we're going to have, what you and your wife are going to have, when you said that you're hoping for a boy, is that, do you feel like that is something that God has shown you, like in the same way that he showed you with Cassidy, or do you think that's just the desire, your desire?
So we don't have a single male presence in this house. Our dogs are both girls. Of course, my wife and my two girls. So it's just like a little bit of hope, like isolation. Like, don't let me be.
There's hope in the morning. Hope. There's always hope, Jake. But I remember when I asked that, you said that you're hoping, but they'll resign that you're.
So, I mean, we've had two girls so far. My dad and my uncle are twins. My uncle had all girls. My dad had all boys. So there's a very hard line there. And so far, my brother's had a girl and I've had two girls so far. So if you just follow the pattern down the line, it kind of speaks for itself.
May I ask, so how far along is your wife?
We are 17 weeks tomorrow.
So have you gotten a sonogram?
We are waiters. It drives everybody nuts, which is amazing. But not to be too new agey or hippie or anything like that. But for us, like, I love that we get to let the baby announce its presence. You know, we haven't given it a name yet. We haven't, you know, decorated the room. We haven't done all of that. That I think sometimes we can give the baby its identity before it's even born.
Love that.
And so for me, like, it kind of adds to the moment as well, because the baby's really introducing itself. You don't know what gender it is. Like, it doesn't have the name yet until it comes out and all that. So it's just, it adds so much to it for me.
Okay. Oh Lord, I want to say it so bad. I think I know what you're having. And so I think I'm going to record a video. I'm going to record a video because I think God wants you to be surprised. But I also think, could I pray for you?
Absolutely.
What's your wife's name?
Jess.
And do you all do like a home birth?
We did with Cassidy, and with insurance and everything here in Texas, it's a little different with home births. We had Cassidy in Wyoming, in Casper, actually.
Oh, wow.
And that was a home birth. So with this one here, with our youngest one and this next one, we have a great midwives group. They're faith-based and just has all that feel. Their birthing rooms are studio apartments. They let it go at its own pace. Like, everything that we loved about the home birth, but without having to get all the stuff and having to clean up the mess and all that.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's going to be really beautiful. And just so I know, do you live in Wyoming?
We actually moved to Dallas-Fort Worth 8 years ago.
I'm coming to Dallas next week.
Are you really? So right here, we got the chance to talk just a little bit about logistics, about maybe actually getting to catch up in person, which I know, weird, catching up in person these days. What is that? I don't know. But no, we weren't able to this time around just due to schedules and stuff. but there's a rain check and some awesome stuff coming later. But we got the chance to talk about Cassidy and just kind of how this conversation had gone. So anyway, here's the wrap. This is completely not what I was expecting when we started this. Like I said, was just figuring she'd be giggling in the background, but this has been so great. This has been so
great. Yeah, this has literally been my entire day, Jake. It's like, I know everybody comes in with what they want to do and it's not been that. So thank you for allowing me to kind of take over, or really allowing the Holy Spirit to take over. Thanks for going with the flow.
Well, that's been the best part about these podcasts. It's not about me. It's about, you know, whatever's happening. And some of the best moments have been completely unplanned. So
love it. It is well, as your shirt says, with my soul.
So there was our conversation with Mandisa. Hey, Cassidy, did you enjoy being a part of this episode?
Yes.
What was your favorite part about our conversation with Mandisa? Was it talking about princesses and drawing and tea parties?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.